We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, and we're starting from the brand new Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Ze Gideich Imati. We're talking about a Shchivira, he's about to die, he writes up a get with Edim and gives it to his wife. But he makes a condition, a Tanai. He says, Ze Gideich Imati. Or he says, Ze Gideich Moi Chayli Ze. Or he says, the get is from this Chayli. Or Zegitech Lacha Misa, or he says Zegitech Lacha Misa, Le'oma Klum. All these things are no good. Why? Because the Mashmoyis is that the get should be Chal after Misa. I'm giving it to you now, but it's only Michal Lacha Misa. That's partial by Zegitech Lacha Misa, saying this should be a get after Misa. And when Taichu goes to Zegitech Emesi means, it's Zegitech if he dies. If he dies, then it'll be a get. Or Zegitech Michal Lazer. If he dies from this Chayli, so then, after the Chayli, when he's dead, it should be a get. And that's too late. It's too late because he's not alive anymore. If someone's not alive, he can't give a get. Ain't get lachamisa. Get can't be chal. There's no ishus anymore, no husband anymore. And it's called a get lachamisa, even though he gave it before. Since he wants it to be chal, later only take an effect after his misa, it's not chal because after misa. But if he tells her, mehayoyim imati, or he says, ma'achshav imati, hareze get. That means if you say mehayoyim imati, then it means it's chal now, and there's, in the case he dies, then from now it's chal. Mehayoyim imati. Ma'achshav imati means from now if he dies. If he dies is a condition, it's a tanai, but it's chal ma'achshav from it's chal m'chal ma'frei. It's chal from now if something happens later on. So then I raise a get because the get happens from now, and therefore it's not called get lachamisa. What about if you say mehayoyim ulachamisa? When you say mehayoyim ulachamisa, it's a shtickle of theory. You're saying I want to be the get mehayoyim and ulachamisa. You didn't say me'achshav imati. You said mehayoyim ulachamisa. Mehayoyim ulachamisa sounds like it's today. And then you say lachamisa. Maybe you're chayzer. So it's a suffix. It's a get vein a get. And like Rashi points out that when it comes to mominus, if I give a karka to someone and he says mehayoyim ulachamisa, there you could teach his words means mehayoyim is the guf to you, but I'm still getting the rent. Ulachamisa, you're going to get the peris. Ulachamisa, you're going to get the peris. Mehayoyim the guf, ulachamisa the peris. That's how you could teach. By mumness. But by isha, what's the two things? So if you say mahayoyim, it means from today. Lachamisa means after misa. It's a stira. Therefore, it's a suffix what he meant, because maybe he was chayzer. So halacha is get vein a get. It's a suffix get. And therefore, if he dies, so now his wife will fall to Yibum to his brother. Why? Because maybe they were still married when they died. It was not a get. But they can't do Yibum, because maybe there was a get. They're not married Gush Sachim. So therefore, halacha is, if he dies, chiletzes, let me see avemes. If the guy dies, eventually dies, there'll be chiletzes and no mibum, because again, it's a suffix get. Now, the end of the Mishnah says like this, what about ze gitech mahayoyim imati v'chayli ze? He says, I want to get to be from today, if he dies from this chayli, so it's a tanai, it's a get from today, if he dies from this chayli. But the problem was like this, v'omad v'holach b'shok, he got up, he got better, and he was walking around, and then he got sick again, v'chalo ameis. So, if it was because of the first chayli that he died, there is a get, then it's a good get, because it's a kiyum of the tanai. The tanai was if he dies from this chayli, and he died from this chayli. But if he died from a different chayli, then ain't a get. It's not a get, because it's not a kiyum of the tanai. He said, if he dies from this chayli, if he dies from the chayli, there's no get. Ad kan the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Alma, imati klach abizdomi. This Mishnah starts off saying, we say, zegitech imati. Zegitech, if I die, it sounds like, after the death. And so that's what it sounds like. Lacha mistami, as Mishnah says. V'hoda tani, then it says, v'seh v'hayoyim imati, ma'achshu imati, and what's the halacha? There it's a good get. Alma imat lach lacha mistami. To bring up the question, what does it say later on in the Mishnah? Ma'ayoyim ulacha misa is a stira. So the basic question is, so why is ma'ayoyim imati work? There is also a stira. Because imati, we say in the Reish of the Mishnah, means klachamisa. It's the same thing in lachamisa, right? It says zegitech imati, imati, zegitech chayozeh, and zegitech lachamisa. All those three are the same exact thing. So lachamisa and imati are the same thing. So why when it comes to mahayoyim imati, there we say it's a good tonight. Mahayoyim lachamisa, we say it's a chazara. What's going on over here? It's a shtickle of stira. So my answer is pashut. I'm going to buy it. Imati, shtelo shernis mashma. The words imati could be mashma two different things. Mashma kama achshav. It's mashma right now, and it's also mashma al-kachamisa, mashma al-kachamisa, which means two ways to learn. Either it could fit into the words ma'achshav imati, like it's a tanai, it's ma'achshav imati, or it's mashmois that it's bilachamisa. So it depends. Im omalom hayoyim, then kamayim ma'achshav, then it's like it's a ma'achshav, then we understand ma'achshav imati, it means like a yoyim imesi, which means just a tanai. But loy omalom, if you didn't say ma'hayoyim, then kamayim lachamisa, then it's lachamisa, because imati can mean two things, it's not clear. it can mean either lachamisa or it can be ma'ayim. It depends if you say ma'ayim. So that's why it's better. But lachamisa, like Rashi points out, it always means lachamisa. And therefore, there, it's not a good get. Like Rashi, for example, av lachamisa loy mashma tanoi. V'sfuk masaf, there has to be a suffix. Zog the maravaita. Send our Mishnah. Ze gidech imati loy amaklom. Someone says, here's a gidech imati loy amaklom. We say, why? Because it's my has mashmayis of after misa. Omarav huno v'chelatzas. That means even though we said it's not a get, so it's not a get, so that means if he dies, so his wife falls to even to the brother, real Yibum. There's no get there. So you think you could do Yibum also. But Rav Huna says, no, you cannot do Yibum. You have to do Chalitza, no Yibum. Which means he's calling this a little bit of a suffix. For the Gemara, our Mishnah says, not like Rav Huna. It says, Zegiti Chemati is not Chal at all. Nothing happens. So Gemara answers, Loi Amaklum means Dasi Ulama. It means it doesn't matter to the world. It's still a suffix. It's not mutter to the world. But it's still enough of a get to make her usher to the yavam. So it's a little bit of a suffix get. But the Gemara has a kasha of that. Well, I mean, the seifa, chaletzes, the seifa says in a case, ma'ayoy malachamisa, that is where we say chaletzes, mechlal, the reisha, yivumin aviyavma. The reisha, loyam aklum, gotta mean exactly what it means. It means nothing. Because the Mishnah knows how to say chaletzes, loyam aklum, aviyavma. That's in the next case, where it says a case of ma'ayoy malachamisa, it says get vein again, meis lezbe aviyavma. So what does loyam aklum mean? Nothing. So obviously, our Mishnah is not like Rav Huna. You can't say loyam aklum just means that loyam aklum that's yul amah, but the yavam is also aser. Because our Mishnah says chelatz is in the sefer. Master the reisha is you could do yibum also. Moshe says you're right. Mastisim karabbanim. This is going to rabbanim. Rav Huna was going down Rav Yosi. Going like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi's shita is that if you write as man in the star, that is like you said ma'achshon. Like Rashi says, Rav Huna k'Rav Yosi da'omah hasam ainet sarach the kasav as mani shal star mechiyachalav. The ma'ayoy maslas gufa karka va'peiros yechol b'chayav. So he said, when it says a star in a star matano or a get, it gotta mean something. So it's ki'ilu yisem ma'ayoyim. If it's ki'ilu yisem ma'ayoyim, and then you say la'achamisa, so then we understand that in such a case, that there it means ma'ayoyim la'achamisa. There, in such a case, it would be a suffix. So for anything more casual. If it's like a sema ayim, so what's the suffix? Let's see it inside. Rav Huna, Amar Geis, Dama, Shmar Shmar Mechichalok. For eating Amar Rav Yosi, then Chalitz Tamer Tavoy. It should be a good get. It shouldn't be a suffix. Why? Because here you said Emati. And Mehayoyim Emati is Chal from now. Bishlam Mehayoyim Lach Hamisam. That's a suffix. It was Chayzer now. But once we're establishing that because this is Zman Ashtar, it's Ke'ilu said Mehayoyim, so then, here, it's Mahayim Emati. Mahayim Emati, Allah is, it's a good get. So it shouldn't be Chalitza. So Rav Huna is saying that he holds like Rav Yosi, that Allah is, Zman Yishashar Mechiyach Lov, it's like Yisem Ha'ayoyim. If it's like Yisem Ha'ayoyim, so why in the world you need Chalitza? Why is it Vechaletzes? Again, he's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Loyim Aklum. Our Mishnah is the other way. Our Mishnah is nothing. We don't hold Mahayoyim. And he said, La'achamisa, Emati means La'achamisa, Loyim Aklum. Good. Rav Huna said, Allah Rav Yosi. So of course, if you hold Rav Yosi, then it should be like Mahayoyim Emati. And there, it's a good get. Maybe he's misopic. If we pass Rav Yosi, we don't pass Rav Yosi. We have a story that shows Rav Huna did not have a suffix on this. Rav was one time sick. Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Rav Nachman went to visit Rav Avua. Omalei Rav Huna Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, I guess Rav Huna didn't want to ask this question for some reason, I don't know why. He didn't want to ask the question from Rabba. So he told Rav Nachman, we're both visiting, you asked him this question. Boyimenei, ask Rabba, Boyimenei Rav Avua, Halach Rav Yosi and Halacha, or not Halach Rav Yosi. Amalei, so Rav Nachman says back to Rav Huna, Taima Rav Yosi Leidana, I don't even know the Pshat in Rav Yosi. And you wanted me, ask me if it's, if you know, I don't understand why you don't have to write my yom. You want me to ask me if Halacha is like him or not? Halacha Boyimenei? Omalei, so Rav Huna does like this. At Bayim Halacha, you asked Halacha, but Tami Rav Yosi, I know I'm your Halacha. I'll tell you the reason for Rav Yosi. You do the asking, you ask, and I'll tell you the reason. Bayim Halacha. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna the question. Rav Nachman asked Rav Bar Avua the question, and he asked him, do you pass Rav Yosi or not? Omalei, so Rav Avua told Rav Nachman, Hachi Omer Rav, Halacha Rav Yosi. Says Rav passes the Halacha Rav Yosi, so he got his answer. He passed the Rav Yosi. The boss is an offak. So Amalei Rav Huna, Amalei. So Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, "You wanted the reason. I'll tell you the reason." Hayin Taima, the Rav Yosi Dama Zman is Shastar Mechiyachalav. Pshat in Rav Yosi, why he says you don't have to write Mahayoyim is because Zman is Shastar Mechiyachalav. Why else do you write this man? It must be you want it to be Mahayoyim. So that can't be the suffix. So it's back Shver. Rav Huna says, remember, Rav Huna says that when you say Imati is Chelatzes. So the question is why? If he means Klach HaMisa, then it's Loyim HaKlum, like HaMisha says. Terry says, Hozer Gav Yesi, Hoz Mayim. If it's Mahayim Imati, then it's a regular Tanai that works Ma'achshav. Works Ma'achshav, you shouldn't even need Chalitza. It should be a good get. And therefore, when you don't fault even at all, you don't need Chalitza. So what's the suffix exactly, Rav Huna? So Gemara says, I'm a Safka Lei, Rav Huna's a suffix, I Omar Rav Yesi, Baal Peh, I Loy Omar. He says, this there, Rav Yesi says, Zman Yishtar Mechiyach Lov, is maybe only if everything is written in the Shtar. Everything written in the Shtar. But let's say you give over a get with his man, and then outside you speak out a Tanai. You say, Zegidich Emati. That's how you speak out. So maybe over there it's worse. Like Tap Rashi says, Going Gabi Getcha, Kosav Kil Chosu, Kushamoshla Oma, Zegidich Emati. Hilkach Loidomi Lishtar. It's not talking about the Shtar. She gives a Kosav Tanai, Itzal's Mam Bishtari, Klemeimar, there's Mam Mechiach, Noah Yoim Kama. When he says it outside, he says, I wrote to get my yom. You're right. I wanted to be chal today. But maybe when I gave it, I saw, you know what? I want to be chal after misa. I spoke it out. I get the chemati. That's how I spoke out. So it comes out, it's very possible that you changed your mind about the mahayom. You changed your mind about that. And therefore, you can't tell me that maybe there's no Rabbi Yossi. That was a suffix. Not sure. Maybe Rabbi Yossi only said it if everything's in the shtar. But if the zman's in the shtar and the tanai, the conditions out there, maybe it's different. Maybe there, Rabbi Yossi does not hold that it's like Vayim. So Mara says, no. Mimim Safkale, does Rav Huna have such a suffix? But tanai, we're into the Mishnah. Someone says, here's a get. If I don't come back within 12 months, it should be a get. Umeis, he died in the 12 months. Ain't a get. It's not a get. Because the get's only Michal after 12 months. And after 12 months, he's not alive already. He's dead for 6 months already. So it's not going to be Chal. But Tani Allah, look at the price. So Rabbi Seinu Tiru Nasir. Rabbi Seinu said, no, she could marry without Chalitza. Because it is a good get. But Rabbi Seinu, my Rabbi Seinu, who is the Rabbi Seinu? Well, Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Beidin Asharu Mishcho. It's the Bezdin that was matted, a Shemin of Yechavim, the certain Bezdin that was matted. There is the Bezdin that Rabbi Yudam Nasir was in charge of. That they were matted, Shemin of Yechavim. Even though they asked, you know, Bishul and Pasachim, but Shemin, they were matted. Upon this is Bezdin. So this Bezdin, Misavri Lok, Rav Yesi Doma, has Manash Tam Achichalov. This Brisa holds, and this the Bezdin holds like Rav Yesi, was Manash Tam Achichalov. And what does it say? Even though I said the Tanai outside, I said, I raised the Gidach and Leibasi, I said this Tanai outside. How do you know it's outside? The Plain Shua talks about this, he's also a Rashi later on, and says, you're not allowed to write a Tanai inside a get. Akaponim is the other Pshatim also. But either way, in any case, we are going now, we said that this Bezdin went like Rav Yesi, even though there was a star that says Zman, and the Tanai was outside. So Al-Karchach, you still say Zman Yishel Shtar Mechichelov, the Zman Yishtar, it makes believe it's Mahayoyim, even when you have a Tanai outside. So what's Rav Huna's Sofik? Elam Safkel, it can't be, it's not a Sofik. So what's the Sofik? We said, it's not a Sofik if passing is like Rav Yesi, because he passed like Rav Yesi. It's not a Sofik if Al-Peh is different, because even by Al-Peh, Rav Yesi says Alacha. So what's the Sofik? Elam Safkel, Yelacha is by Al-Peh, Alacha. Shailah, do we pass him Rav Yesi by Al-Peh? Vayetik Mar, Mim Safka, is that a Sofik? Va'am Rava, Hareze Gitech Imati, Hareze Gitech Imati. Rava says that if someone says, Hareze Gitech Imati, and or he says, Hareze Gitech Shani Meis. These are Shainas. It says Hareze Get. Now remember, Hareze Get, he said Imati. And or he said Shani Meis. Sounds like after Misa. Still, it is a get. But if he says Kisha Amas or Le Achamisa, then ain't a get. That's not a get. So Mara asks, Hechidami, Ilem into Amaloy Mahayoyim. If he said clearly Mahayoyim, so then what's Pshat? And what's if it's clear Mahayoyim, so what's the Chiddush? Rabbanon Tzrich LeMeimar. You have to say, Vatanan Mahayoyim Imati, there is a get. The Reisha says, Hareza get Gitech Imati, or he says Shani Meis. It is a get. It is a get. So, what's the pshat? If he said Mahayoyim, and I'm going to go into Rabbanon, it's not a chiddush. The first Mishnah, Mahayoyim Mati works. And if he didn't say Mahayoyim, so it's going to go into Rabbi Yossi. And what do you see over here? That even though he made a Tanai outside, still Harezeh Get. You still say Harezeh Get? So to Gemara. So Shmami no, Allah Rabbi Yossi. You see Pasuk Rabbi Yossi? So what's the Safka of Huna? Is he Pasuk Rabbi Yossi? The Rabba Pshitle. For Rabba was Pashit. But Rav Huna was Safkle, Rav Huna still has a Safkle, we pass Rav Yesi by Tanai, it's Al-Peh. That's one Mahalach, how to answer this Kash on Rav. Another Mahalach is by you say it's really the Rabbanim. I don't know Mahayoyim, and it's going to the Rabbanim. He said Mahayoyim. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, V'hai Lishter Tzrichalei, Sha'ani Meis is Ke'im Mati Domim, You say Mahayoyim Sha'ani Meis. The same thing like saying Mahayoyim Imeisi Imati. Same thing. And Kisha Amos, the word Kisha Amos means Glacham Yizdami. He was telling you Nulu Shainis, they don't say in our Mishnah, that we didn't know yet. Kisha Amos Glacham Yizdami. But it's going according to Rabbanon, then you say Mahayoyim. The only question is that if it's going according to Rabbanon, and he said Mahayoyim, so what's Pshat in the Sefer of Rabbah? Rabbah says, when you say Kisha Amos, you say Glacham Yizdami, Ein Zaget. What do you mean? When you say Mahayoyim Glacham Yizdami, the Lach is a Safaget. So why is it Ein Zaget? So the Tosha Rosh Esekasha, he says, you'll have to say that Ein Zaget means Ein Zaget. Lagamri, but about it's a suffer get. It's not enough of a get that makes her mutter l'shuk mamish, but it is still a suffer get. They won't be able to do even. That's the Tosfos Rosh answers if we zet zayin like the Rabbanim. Like upon him, the Gemara ends off with that the suffer of Rav Huna is without going to Rabbi Yosi and keilu se mahayoyim imati. So the shaila was why is that a suffer? It should be a vade get. Teretz is mesupik if Rabbi Yosi said his halacha, even when he said a tnai outside and the zman said the star, was Rabbi Yosi still say it's kilu se mahayoyim imati na? It's a suffik. And it was not a kash from Rava because either Rava pshita or Rava was talking about a case where he said clearly mahayoyim and it's going according to the Rabbana, not according to Rabbi Yosi.